This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know about y'all, but there is nothing that gets me going like a good round of big bank earnings reports. That week or so every quarter when carefully prepared bundles of financial statements get parsed and we can see how the country's biggest banks are doing. Yes, I know a quarter is just a quarter and does not a trend make, but there is some interesting comparing and contrasting to be done this time around. Net income at Goldman Sachs, just for instance, we learned this morning, net income at Goldman tumbled 60% from a year ago, 60%. Same category at JP Morgan Chase, net income also down, but a mere 6%. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at the whys behind those numbers.
If you follow the news even a little, the stuff dragging on big banks will sound very familiar. The stock market started the year real ugly. There were concerns about global growth, including fears about China's slowdown. Oil prices were lower, among other headwinds. Gerard Cassidy is head of bank equity research at RBC Capital Markets.
Many people did go to the sidelines, both companies looking to raise capital, as well as individual investors, as well as institutional investors, because of this uncertainty and risk.
Lower activity, for example, less trading or fewer companies going public, means lower fees for banks. Mike Mayo, managing director of CLSA Americas, says, yeah, bank results were kind of lousy this quarter. But when it comes to bank stability, things are looking very good.
That's the flip side of regulation. On the one hand, regulation has depressed the results for the banks. On the other hand, regulation has strengthened the foundation of banks. There is no question that the lower returns at banks is to some degree a consequence of the regulators' desire for banks to de-risk and de-lever.
Even if returns maybe weren't spectacular, the banks were still profitable this quarter, says David Hilder. He's a senior bank analyst at Drexel Hamilton.
It's all a matter of perspective.
And a bright spot was commercial lending,
which I think is a very good sign for the U.S. economy. When U.S. businesses are borrowing money, that means that they're borrowing to build inventories or build plants or hire people.
I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.